The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, and Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Holy One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant in Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." The Gospel and of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is just way too easy to make this way too easy. There are times that we think that the whole point of this is that God is going to simply turn the tables and make everything turn out right. We sometimes and focus perhaps on a text like the one, "He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly." Yes, we say it's about time. They have it coming and it's our turn now to sit where they are. As if and somehow God is going to stop identifying us from tallest to shortest, and instead go shortest to tallest, or instead of and saying it's time to line up by alphabetical order A to Z, we're going to go Z to A. Regardless, in fifth grade, I'd still have to sit next to Kathy Stecker. I remember those days well, and there are times I wonder about the goodness of God in those times. Might perhaps be like the college freshman who has forgotten or neglected to get to the laundromat, so he goes to the pile of and dirty clothes in the corner of his room, puts one hand at the bottom of the stack, one on top of the stack, flips it 180 degrees, and says that he's good to go for at least another week. So you start at the top and work your way back down to the bottom. I remember those days as well. God is not interested in doing these things, and perhaps it is good, because after all, we are clearly, across the scope of the world, clearly among the rich. But there's something else going on here. This is not just about nice guys and finishing last. This is about an expectation that God is going to work in the world. in ways that we truly do not know. We cannot expect or plan out or know precisely how this is all going to turn out. Even those who hoped that in Jesus Christ that there would be a radical restructuring of the political situation, it took another centuries before the Roman Empire fell. And by that time, the temple in Jerusalem was long destroyed. And certainly Mary would never see this. What she would see is the fulfillment to her. That each of us has our own little place in the world. Each of us has our corner, as it were. And in Advent, we hope and pray that God would come and work among us. We all have our place to play in this play, as Shakespeare would describe life. It's interesting that Elizabeth, too, had her own an understanding of this. Her husband, of course, was in the place that was supposed to be, proclaiming the word of God, the promises that would come, and instead an angel shut his mouth for 9 months. And instead, it falls to Elizabeth, who normally would have spent her time quietly involved in the affairs of her house, to proclaim the good news. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? Mary, of course, is one who also understood, to some degree. There will be many places in Luke where he will say things like, and she pondered all these things in her heart. For she did not completely know what God was up to, and neither will we. But she did know this, that God intended to use her, and so God did. There's I read an article in the last week about Bonhoeffer. Here's a short paragraph. Of all the seasons of the church year, Bonhoeffer was drawn especially to Advent, a holy season of waiting and hope, which he saw as a metaphor for the entire Christian life. We simply have to wait and wait, he wrote. The celebration of Advent is possible only to those troubled in soul, who know themselves to be poor and imperfect, and who look forward to something greater to come. We too at times will be confronted by those thoughts that we too are poor and imperfect. And we do indeed look for something greater to come. Advent is where we place ourselves in God's hands and say, we do not know what to expect, but we do know this, that you have a work for us to do. Be at work among us that we might take our place too. I seriously doubt that any of us who are here in this particular room will end up as well known as Mary or Dietrich Bonhoeffer. However, we all have a place where we live. We come among our friends and family and our co-workers. Sometimes they are complete strangers, and yet they too are looking for hope. We are ones who in Advent cling to that promise of God that God is at work. and will ultimately be at work to bring about God's will, not ours, but God's will. And that is where we draw our hope and our assurance, and we find trust. That Advent is the reminder that God is indeed at work in small ways and in large, sometimes in using other people, and oftentimes in ways we do not understand in using us as well. This is a time of hope and renewal, knowing that God is not just in the process of turning things upside down, but of actually renewing and bringing a different kind of arrangement, a different kind of life that no one has ever seen before. And we open our hearts to God, and like Mary, we say, yes. God has indeed paid attention to us in our lowliness, and God has been at work. Amen.